You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Got a whole bunch of odds and ends, but I think we want to focus mostly on the phone. Before we get to that, though, sometimes you just got to read these stories. The headline says, "Guy robs bank because jail is better than living with his wife."
Oh.
Apparently, he's a 70-year-old guy.
70?
His name is Lawrence Ripple.
Enough is enough.
Don't you just love his name?
Old Man Ripple.
Old Man Ripple. He walked into a bank in Kansas City on Friday afternoon. He passed the teller a note, said,
"I can't take it anymore."
Essentially said, "Give me your cash." Teller gave him $2,900, but instead of running away, he just sat down in the lobby with the stolen money. He waited for the cops to get there.
They said,
"Why are you just sitting here waiting for us?" He goes, "He wanted to go to jail because it was better than living with his wife." I'm not making that story
up. I can't take another year of this.
But he's looking at federal robbery charges. He's 70, and he just...
Well, if I went, the cooking would probably be better. Hey-o!
I was just having this talk with Emily yesterday. I said, "You realize why, life expectancy of men, why men... die before their wives." And she said, "Why?" I said, "It's because they want to."
Yeah, get me out of here.
Just that.
Well, at least he's married. Good
so
for him.
They went out and did a survey. Here's another odds and ends story for you that I don't want to do later when young ears are...
Little ears.
Mostly listening. But what's the ideal number of previous sexual partners? If you were going to go out with someone, what is the ideal number you want that person to have? And although some of you might be saying, "Well, that number would be zero. I don't want them to have anybody."
That's what I would say.
The average person wants their new partner to be like at least a little experienced. Know their way around.
Oh, my God.
Three's a good number because you're not a...
Three?
You don't have whorish behavior, but I think you know what you're doing. Three's
no,
a good
don't.
Strong
Wait,
number.
For men
at
or for...
three,
oh
you
my
know
God.
What you're doing.
You don't,
I can't even
Jeremy.
Look at you right
what?
Now. What?
You
What's
don't.
Your...
Three is a night. That's a Goldilocks number
I'm
right
not,
there.
No, I'm no. saying you don't know what
you want more.
Yes.
What's your number? Five, six?
Well, here's what I will tell you.
Seriously?
How come you won't answer the question?
They went out and asked a bunch of people, and it turns out the average, if you combine genders, because the men had one answer, the women had another, but if you combine them, the ideal number of previous partners is 12.
12?
12.
That's 12. Disgusting. What's your number? What's your number?
If a woman had 12, I'd be all right. I don't care. As long as everybody's clean, you know what I'm saying?
That's a lot. That's a big number.
Emily agrees with me.
Two. I mean, I was thinking two is high.
I'm staying out of this. It's just, I feel like three is a little juvenile.
No, because
like
you
start out isn't it?
You start out with one, you're kind of timid. You don't. Number two, you're really getting the hang of things. Three, you're a pro.
No,
and then really, you'll be number four. So by four, I mean,
you're
fireworks.
Let me just say, you sound really sweet.
Very noble.
You're sweet, but you're very naive.
No, I'm
so
not.
You're naive in the ways
That's
of
all right.
the sexual world.
He's missionary ped.
I guess you would. Yeah, so?
He's like, wow.
Well, that's it, isn't it?
That's all that there is, right?
That's what the first three guys said.
He said,
guys.
I mean, women.
Here's.
Wait a minute. Hold
Here's,
on.
You know, did you hear, Emily, that he actually got wild and crazy with Nicole the other night? He took his shirt off.
Here we go.
No.
Whoa, yes,
no.
It's true.
Well, yeah, it was,
screw you
he
guys.
He didn't turn the lights on, though.
He's like, no screw lights, though. Guys. Get the lights off.
You guys are sick. You're full of STDs, both of you.
Ah, I got
you're
nothing.
All, you're all itchy and pussy and crusty.
Yeah, I'm juicy with love.
We're totally clean.
Crusty one and crusty two over here.
God. You don't have to like squint your eyes shut the entire time, Jeremy.
Remind me never to share a drink with you two.
The fetal position is not good for the right. The postcoital.
All
cuddle.
Right, you're funny there, cold sores.
So anyway, so enough about that. Let's talk about the new iPhone.
Yes, the new iPhone. I'm in love with the new iPhone. I love new technology. Anyway.
Jeremy's had new. He's
Such a
Jeremy's had
thing.
More iPhone models than
this
he's had
be
women.
This would be my third iPhone.
The number is.
I know what I'm doing
right.
now. I know what I'm doing. But yeah, I watched.
He's had
whole
two
of,
women
okay,
and seven
all right,
phones.
Are we done with this?
How many phones have the women had though? Oh God.
All right.
Do pagers count?
All right.
Because that's just a little done? Over the sweater, actually.
Are you guys done? Are we done with the
How
joke?
About the razor? You remember the flip flow and the razor? Is that right. Is that some naughty foreplay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. I'm crying.
I want to go home.
Oh, God.
I want to go home.
You're so adorable, though. You're so sweet.
Three's a good
You're
number.
So
you
dewy.
Guys are sluts.
All right. Back to the phone.
I watched the whole dang unveiling yesterday. I couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah, of course you did.
This seems, I don't even want to talk about this now.
You don't want to use your shirt?
I have no interest in talking about the phone now.
All right, we'll come back and talk about
you're
it later.
Not in the mood, huh?
I'm not in the mood.
You're not in the mood. Shocker.
Mm-hmm. Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.